Well, first and foremost is one of the things that Ghana as a nation, we have been doing for decades now. And you remember that at any point in time, any problem that affects any part of Africa, Ghana sees it as its own problem. And that indeed occasioned the declaration Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah made at the Polo Ground when Ghana gained independence in 1957. He stated that the independence of Ghana was meaningless unless it was linked up with the total liberation of the African continent. And let me quickly say that the United States of America played a key role in ensuring that Ghana indeed gained independence in 1957. So ever since, successive leaders of this nation have always been concerned about issues of peace, about issues of development, issues of fighting corruption, issues of reducing poverty, not only in Ghana, but the continent of Africa. So what His Excellency the President did was once again demonstrating our preparedness as a nation to assist our brother African countries at any time they are in need. I wish to also quickly state that we don't really assist countries in Africa. When Haiti had this unfortunate problem they had, Ghana indeed was one of the few African countries that contributed at least something small to the people of Haiti. So what His Excellency the President did is to send this delegation of a contingent of military men who would also go and add up to the contingent of security forces from other parts of the world to ensure that the young democracy that we have all enjoyed in southern Sudan, something that we must not allow to be destroyed.
When are these military officers supposed to be in South Sudan?
Well, I think pretty soon. I may not be able to tell you specifically when, but I can say that pretty soon.
So what prompted President John Dramani Mahama to make this pledge?
Ghana has always played a lead role when it comes to continental issues of Africa, and I've indicated even the formation of the OAU, Organizations of African Unity, and now AU. Ghana played a significant role, and successive leaders of this nation have always been concerned about problems facing the continent at large. If you look at our foreign policy, you know, position as a nation, we don't just limit it to our interests, but we're also concerned about the interests of Africa and also global interests. And that is why we have contributed contingents, military contingents in diverse ways. If you go to the crisis in Lebanon, Ghana played a key role. And over the years, we have been sending troops. Even in Liberia, Ghana played a significant role. Ivory Coast, in fact, Ghana played a significant role. And today, if we have similar problems in Sudan, His Excellency the President felt that it's once again an opportunity for us to support our brothers and sisters in southern Sudan to ensure that they have peace. We have enjoyed a stable democracy as a nation. No matter how young our democracy is, we have indeed been practicing multi-party democracy since 1992, over 20 years now. And you realize that Ghana is an island surrounded by turmoil. We had crisis in Liberia recently. We had crisis in Ivory Coast, who are also our neighbors. We had crisis even in Togo, you know, even though it was not as volatile as we had in Liberia. Nigeria also has its own case problems. Burkina Faso is another classical example. And Ghana is a very peaceful country. Ghana is a country where rule of law, to a very large extent, is respected. Even in the wake of the Supreme Court decision, where the legitimacy of His Excellency the President was challenged, you know, it was so tense. Yet still, you know, reason prevailed. People understood that the only way we could resolve our differences in terms of who was the legitimate president of the Republic of Ghana was to do that in the course of the land. And everybody agreed and went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court gave a verdict. The loser of the verdict understood that he had no any other option than to respect the decision of the highest court of the land. Institutions are very free, and that is why I have always said that investors who are willing to invest in Ghana or in Africa, I think that Ghana is an appropriate destination, they can invest, and you can invest with the surety that your investment will be protected because there is rule of law, there is respect for human rights. We are still growing, but I think that Ghana is doing tremendously well. So in as much as we enjoy peace and we know how beautiful it is to live in a country that is peaceful, to live in a country that respects human rights, to live in a country that respects the rule of law and adhere to constitutional and democratic governance, we think that our brothers and sisters in other parts of the African continent also deserve same. So whatever contribution legally that we can do to ensure that peace is and stability is brought to southern Sudan, we are ever ready at any point in time to do that. And that is precisely what His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama is doing.
There's also ongoing peace talks in Ethiopia between the warring factions in South Sudan. Other countries have called for immediate cessation of hostilities. What role can Ghana play in terms of urging both warring factions to quickly sign a peace deal to ensure that this conflict is resolved amicably to allow these internally displaced people to go back and live in peace?
Precisely so. His Excellency the President has made several statements to that effect. And I remember that he, in his address at the UN, he reiterated the need for us to live as peaceful people. He reiterated the challenges that are confronting us as a continent and indicated that we can no longer blame our so-called colonial masters for the recent problems that we have. We now have our destiny in our own hands. We have liberated our continents politically. And maybe one can say economically, we haven't liberated ourselves. But you see, once you have the political freedom, the political independence with good leadership, you know, I think that you'll be able to liberate yourself economically. And His Excellency the President, any opportunity he gets, this is what he admonishes his other African leaders to do. Aside the rhetoric, His Excellency the President has, in fact, he has had several meetings with the leadership of Ethiopia and other African leaders who are interested in ensuring that there is peace in the continent of Africa. And I can tell you that something much is being done to ensure that all these things are done. Mind you, there can never be a settlement with the gun. The only means through which there can be settlement to any conflict is through dialoguing, through sitting together, and then allow reasoning to prevail. And that is precisely the steps that His Excellency the President and his colleagues are taking to ensure that we live in a country, in a continent, that is also peaceful, because that is the only way we can improve the living conditions of our people. That is the only way we can provide the 3 square meals for people. That is the only way we can provide decent education and, you know, permanent jobs for our youth, who most of whom are unemployed. That is the only way we can live together as a people, regardless of our religious differences, our political differences, or ethnic, or if you like, you know, ideological positions.